Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is one. Therefore, come on everybody, to the Lord. Salvation and glory. I dare you to sing it. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He's wonderful. Yes, He is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody, unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. Say, the Lord our God. He is wonderful. We're the altos. Come on, out of all praises to the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. That is wonderful. We're the soprano singers. Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Voice of victory. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power. He is wonderful. Everybody, everybody, come on. Come on, tonight. Make it glorious. Make it glorious.
Shout to the Lord tonight.
the Lord tonight. Shout to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the First Baptist Church Combined Choir. These great singers, these musicians. Hallelujah. I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be your worship leader tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor to our Lord above. May you bless us, God. Thank you so much for being amazing. Thank you for taking care of us. We love you and we appreciate you so much. To all my brothers and sisters around the world, may God bless you and keep you and protect you. I pray that God is, oh man, he is just there for you in every way you need him to be. And you know what, in every way he wants to be. Because we know that God is the one that makes the plans, right? And so I just want to say thank you for, you know, allowing me to come on today and just be a blessing to you. And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share what I learned today in church. And so, God, you know, the flyer says God loves you, and that's because he really does love you. And what an honor and what a blessing it is to be loved by the great I am, right? Wow, he is amazing. God, you're good, and we love you so much. And so, you know, guys, I want to get you just going and warmed up and just, you know, feeling God and feeling his word and at least opening your heart to him and allowing him to penetrate you so that he could get his word across to you, whatever that means, right? Whatever that means. Let God come inside you and bless you and help you to allow him to penetrate you so that he could bless you. God is good all the time, and we know that. We just have to give him the room to do whatever it is that he needs to do. You know, we had a my pastor was preaching today, and in the middle of his preaching, he started choking. And so we want to pray for Pastor Nick that, you know, whatever that was, that it doesn't come back. And he had throat problems earlier, and so that's why I was concerned. And I asked him, I said, are you okay? And he's like, yes, I'm okay. And so, you know, just want to make sure that he's okay, right? We want to reach down. We want to put in the tip of our toes to the top of our head. We want to just praise God, and we want to know that God has got us, and he's going to protect us and stuff. And so, and my pastor's young. He's like in his 40s. And so, you know, we just want to, you know, we always, always, always pray for our pastors because they work so hard for us and looking out for our best interests. And so we want to make sure we look out for their best interests at the same time, right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So with that being said, guys, let's just, you know, get a little bit more into it, and then I'll share a little bit about what I learned today. But we want to just open our hearts and our spirit to God, just praise him and thank him so much for everything that he's done. And, you know, and whatever your desire is, whatever it is that you're going through, maybe you are celebrating and you want to celebrate with Christ. Hallelujah. Celebrate with the Lord. He loves that. So just thank him and be grateful. All right. All right, guys.
From the tip of my toes to the top of my head, they're gonna know I love you. From the tip of my toes to the top of my head, they're gonna know I'm yours. From the tip of my the top of my head, they're gonna know I love you. From the tip of my toes
hope of glory. You are Christ, the hope of glory.
There's a line and we've crossed it. Some would say that we've lost it. Oh, but we found our joy. It's all in knowing you. There's a line and we've crossed. Some would say that we've lost it. Oh, but we found our joy. We found our joy. It's the joy of loving you. Thank you.
every kindred, every tribe, from every nation, we give your name all praise today. And we glorify you in all the earth, in all the earth. I glorify everybody, make a dark noise unto the Lord. Glorify him, sing hallelujah to the Lord, for he is worthy. Glorify him, sing hallelujah.
Tribet, his energy, his love for the Lord, it just comes right across in his music as he performs. And man, oh man, what, I mean, that guy is just so full of love and energy for the Lord, and just watching him really, really blesses me so much. And so Ty Tribet doing his thing on Solar Records Radio, man. And then, you know, we had the, you know, from the tip of my toes. Y'all know I can't sing, right? But anyway, I try. I do my best. And yeah, she just really takes it there. And I'm like, what am I going to do here? Like, what, you know, like when you hear these singers and they're singing with so much passion, so much love, and just, they're just giving you everything they got, it's hard to deny them, right? It's so hard to not sing, right? They pull you right in, and before you know it, you know, you're doing your thing, and you're just blessed. So God bless her, man. God bless all you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. What a beautiful blessing that is. We are so blessed because of you. I do want to pray, and I just want to thank God for giving us this time together. So with all that being said, why don't we do that? Why don't we just pray right now in the mighty name, in his beautiful and gorgeous name, Jesus Christ. Dear Father, thank you so much for loving us and keeping us and taking care of us and just bringing us into this world and giving us the opportunity to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. We love you so much, and we're so grateful for everything that you do for us. We thank you, we thank you, and we thank you so much. You are amazing, and thank you for teaching us these songs and giving these songs to the writers and stuff so that they could put them together so we could, you know, get closer to you so that we can be a blessing to you. Like, for instance, the song in the background is called Oceans. And so thank you for teaching us how to swim. And so thank you for calling us out on the water as well, Father. You are so amazing. And sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need to be called out and just, you know, just trust you. And I know that, you know, the fear of that is so overwhelming, to be out in the ocean and not knowing exactly what it is you're going to do, how you're going to do it. How are you going to survive? Can we walk on water? Can we do the things that God has asked us to do? Yes, we can, but we have to believe in him and trust him. So God, thank you for loving us enough and giving us the blessing, giving us your honor, giving us your time. Thank you for making us yours. And you are mine. You are so good. We love you, God. We love you so much, and we thank you for everything. Please help me to be a blessing to my brothers and sisters as I try to share some of the things that I learned today in church. We love you, and we love you with every bit of us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. So church was very interesting. I mean, like I said, my pastor choked, and I know that he was preaching on of Psalms 2, and so let me see if I could bring this up for you so that you could just kind of get an idea of what he was talking about in Psalms 2. He says, why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? You know, the kingdom of the earth set themselves, and the rules take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointing, saying, you know. And so he knew that where we are today, the world, the wars that's happening over in Israel, he knew that the nations would come together against him. He knew what was going to happen from day one. And he shares this with us through, you know, throughout our lives, you know, in the scriptures, throughout the whole Bible. God is telling us the plans. He's telling us what's going to happen, what we're going to experience, and how to deal with it. And how to deal with it is the everything. Because, you know, just knowing something's coming, okay, it's coming, I know it's coming, but how do you manage it? And how do you control yourself? You know, and so that's what is so important, that we learn how to do things God's way and not our way. Our way can be so wrong, and we don't feel that way. Like if someone comes over and hit us, we hit them back. Right? But God says, turn the other cheek and let him hit your other cheek. Like, what? What? How many times am I supposed to do that? 7 times 70. What? 7 times 70, my friend. We need you to let that happen. 7 times 70. I mean, so, you know, it's just endlessly. And so to be a person that will just give yourself to the world like that, we have to be strong. Christians, we have it bad. We just to be a Christian don't mean you got the easy road. It means you got the tough road. Look at the disciples. Look at all the stuff that they had to go through. I mean, it's once you fall into this walk with Christ, it's not an easy walk. It may appear to be that way because you see a lot of televangelists, pastors celebrating God and all these big, beautiful, wonderful churches and, you know, the big, beautiful homes and all this great stuff. But that's really not the basic instructions. That's not the basic things that you're going to have to deal with in life once you give your heart to Christ. And so I'm just saying to you that we need to read scriptures, understand what it is that God would have us to do, how he would have us to do it, and be blessed in it. And I tell you, it's like in Bible study today, we were talking about giving, about just giving yourself to Christ and letting go, and how much of a benefit that would be. Like, for instance, you know, this guy was like, you know, what am I going to do? I mean, what do you want me to do? You want me to just give my money to the church every Sunday and so, or, you know, whatever? And so the pastor challenged him. He said, listen, I challenge you. I, you know, it just, you know, every Sunday for a year, you know, put your money into the church, or, you know, and just give. If you can afford to give, give, you know, every week. And then at the end of the year, if you are hurting and things are not going well for you, then I will give it back to you. I'll give you back your money. And so he was like, oh, really? Okay, well, I'll do that. And so at the end of the year, the guy was like, I am so good. I am so blessed. I feel so good. See, because giving is receiving. And when you're giving and you can see the work that your finances have done for the kingdom of God, it really blesses you. And then you don't want to take that away from you. Giving is receiving. And so that's what, you know, we talked about in Bible study, to give your heart, give your time, give your blessings, give your hard-earned money. You know, not all your money, but your money, that your 10% that you're going to, you know, that God's asking you to give. And then, you know, you will receive. You will be blessed in it. And this pastor said, in 25 years, I never had to give anybody anything back. In 25 years, and I would tell people this all the time. So it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful opportunity, a beautiful gift. So, but anyway, so like he said, you know, you know, in Psalms 2, God wants you so much to do the right thing. He wants you so much to be a blessing. He wants you so much to know that he loves you so much, and you are everything to him, and he will do whatever he can to bless you right where you are. But you got to give him the chance. You got to open your heart. Can we pray? Can we pray? Father, please help me. Help me along the way. Help us. Help us to do the right thing. Help us to know exactly what it is you want for us. Please, God, we love you, and we want to do the right thing. We appreciate you, and you are everything to us. You are every single thing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, guys. Let's just praise him together here on Soul Eye Records Radio. And just, you know, like I said, put your heart in it. Just give your heart a chance to do the right thing and be a blessing to the kingdom of God and to yourself, to your family, to your friends. Give it, come on, give yourself a chance. He loves you so much. You need to love him back. Oh my God, I love you, Lord. We love you.
Read out my visions, oh Lord of my heart. All else to me, say that thou art, thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my life.
Okay, guys, I'm going to bring Dr. Gayla Massey in, and she is going to read the scriptures that my pastor was sharing with us today. Hey, Gayla, how are you?
Well, hi there, but I do want to let people know that even though my official name is Dr. Gayla Massey, that I'm married to Wardell Potts Jr., Gayla Massey Potts.
And so, you know, thank you, and I want you to know that I really appreciate you reading this. This is spontaneous. I just called her out of the blue. She was in the living room, and she was in the other room watching TV, and I'm like, I need you to read this. So she's going to read Psalms 2, the whole thing for you. So I want you to just get the gist of what the pastor was talking about today. That's why I'm having to read the whole thing. And it's not that long. It's actually short. It's one of the shortest songs. So, Gayla, are you ready to read that for us?
Well, yes, I do want to preface it that I was sitting in the living room, but what I was doing was looking at The Chosen, the series that are about to start up again with season 4. So I do want to put it out there that having watched the beginning of The Chosen in the theaters, it is absolutely mind-boggling and just touches your heart. And so the seasons are continuing, and I want to remind everyone to check your theaters near you to find out where you can go, or if you're going to bring it into your own home, because there will be ways to do that too. So after sharing that, I'd like to read Psalms 2. And I do want to say something else. I believe in Psalms. I was just reading in regards to The Chosen that the shortest verse in the whole Bible is it words Jesus prayed. Let's see what Psalms 2 has to say. The reign of the Lord's anointed. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. he who sits in the heaven laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying that for me I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask me, and I will make as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
Amen.
And I do have to apologize if there was noise in the background because the TV popped back on when it was set to be, still. So I apologize for that little break in me trying to find a remote control to get it to stop in the background.
Okay. So what did you get out of that, the scripture that you just read?
Well, that's really interesting because there's so much in here. And I think that if you listen to it, even though it was written back so many centuries ago, that we have to think when it starts off, why did the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? And the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. When we read that and know that was written in Psalms, and we think about it.
I think about the war. I think about the war that's going on right now in Israel.
Exactly.
And there's so much of this stuff going on, and we just have to just pray. I mean, God is so on top of everything. And so, you know, we have to trust him, because if you read his words, it's just so overwhelming how he is so on point all the time. And so we want to just, I just want to ask you if you would just open your hearts to Christ. Give him a chance. Let him help you with your Bible studies. And just, you know, read one book at a time. Take your time. No one said you had to do it in a year. Read the whole Bible in a year. Just take your time. Read the Bible and let it be a blessing to you, because it will open your heart and you will be blessed in it. So we only have 10 minutes left in the show, and I just want to thank you, Dr. Gayla Massey, for reading the scriptures for us. We really needed that. And in closing, is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners, Gayla?
Well, Hubby, I have to say that I saw exactly what you then shared, that even though it was written so long ago, it could be as if it was written today. And I want to say at that very end of that scripture, it's just as you said, for people to read the Bible. It says, and was warning the kings of that time and the rulers at that time, that you need to serve the Lord and you need to kiss the Son, be there with the Son, so that he will not be angry and he knows that you're with him, because you don't want Christ's wrath. You want to be blessed, refuge in him. And I thought, gee, just as you did, and we did not discuss this ahead of time, you read this, I know it was in Psalms so many hundreds of years ago, and it could be heard today.
Amen. Well, would you close us out in prayer?
Yes, honey. Oh, Lord, we come to you. We know, Lord, that the Bible is full of so many stories about the past, but they all have implications for the present and for the future. Lord, let us read the Bible. Let us start off, whether it's our own program of reading or where it might be one of those many out there that is organized to get you through the Bible, and you might adopt one of those plans. But whatever, Lord, if we just pick up the Bible and do it on our own, or whether we do it within plans of reading the Bible in so much time, whichever method, Lord, let us all pick up the Bible and read, because we will only be with Christ if we study his word. We will only be with God if we know the beginning, the middle, and the end of times. And Lord, I say that, and then it just kicks at me that why I chose the end of times. And Lord, because I believe we must be cognizant, we must be aware that there are many, many things happening in the world today that paint a picture that the end of times may be drawing near. And I think we need to latch on to what it means when it talks about the rapture, that before the tribulation, before those 7 years, the end times, the rapture will take place where Christ will come down out of the sky and call up all those who have passed away before, and then call up all of us who remain on earth today at that time, and bring up into the sky to be raptured, to be with him, to go to heaven, to be there and be free and not have to suffer what will come in the end days. And there's so many things, Lord, we see that are leading up to that paint the picture. It may be near, and if not in our time, in our children's time, but so many things are coming true, and all those things I studied so many decades ago are actually happening today. So Lord, we ask you to be with us. Help us to see that you are the way, and that you will be here during the rapture to take us up, whether we have died or whether we are alive at the time, believers in you, Christ, believers in you, God. Thank you, Lord, for our reminders just in this scripture reading today of a verse so long, long ago in Psalms that it paints a picture of today, and that the rapture may be sooner than what we think. Just be with us, Lord. Take us up with you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in with us. We love you here at Soul Eye Records Radio. Thanks, Greg, for the great flyers and all your work, buddy. We love you. All right, y'all, take it easy. We'll see you later.
Bless God bless you all.
May your home be filled with them.